Today, we'll be talking about the El Paso Pro Musica 2020-2021 virtual season. I can't believe we're already here. It certainly has been a wild ride, and Felipa Solis is here to explain how the El Paso Pro Musica is making it happen. We're talking socially distanced outreach, Zoom programs, and who knows what else. Today, my guest is Felipa Solis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much, Marina. And you said it. Who knows what else? This has been quite a ride. Let's take you back in time just a little bit to March 3rd of 2020, when the world's greatest violinist, Itzhak Perlman, came to town. He came here from New York. We were already shaking hands with our elbows with him, because New York was in an entirely different place than El Paso was. I don't even believe we still had our first case of COVID yet here. And everyone was just kind of, what's going on? And we had such an incredibly successful concert. The next thing you know, 4 days later, he's canceled his tour for the rest of the season. And then it started to hit. And then our offices, along with the UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship that's housed in the Department of Music, was scheduled for spring break. And then kaboom, well, spring break is going to be 2 weeks. 7 months later, we are working.
Not on spring break.
Not on spring break. Trust me. So reinventing the wheel for all of the arts organizations has been the rule and not the exception. So our amazing artistic director, Zul Bailey, whose home is El Paso, and he's been home for months and months and months, and this is a person who generally is traveling and doing all this sort of thing. So we went to work right away. And the first thing we did was decide that we needed to help make music matter. So we created a special space on our website on eppm.org with some of the great artists who have performed here during our season, even just in our recent January Chamber Music Festival, started doing videos out of their living rooms. And even local fabulous musicians like Dr. Steve Wilson, Oscar Macchioni, and members of the amazing Department of Music, they also started to contribute this way. And we started to take this as a look at how we could virtually make a difference. And it's helped because this has been able to give us a tremendous relationship with such organizations as Creative Kids, the El Paso Holocaust Museum, the Jewish Federation, the Alzheimer's Association of West Texas, Green Valley Hospice. We're working now with UMC and the State Center. So with that said, our virtual programs are making a difference in providing soothing and healing. Then we take it a step further and say, okay, how can we do a concert season? So what we're doing is we started with a special event in September, but our first real true concert is October 20th at 6 p.m. And all you have to do is register at eppm.org. And from there, the tickets are free. We are asking for donations, but this first concert is going to feature the amazing pianist Matt Herskowitz, who was just here for the festival in January, and he is going to do a morph of jazz and Chopin. So this is going to be truly, truly exciting. 6 p.m. Tuesday, October 20th. But if you can go to eppm.org right there at the homepage and hit register. So we need to make these special concerts exclusive for our patrons and for our artists, because this is also what's really interesting is it's incredibly hard on them. This is a lifestyle that's being cut. And from local musicians, student musicians, they're looking for that venue and that place to be able to connect and to see that people are connecting. And you can see and look how many impressions you have, but to feel that audience power is so very hard for them to know that that's not happening. So we want to try to connect with these artists virtually or however we can to make a difference, and also to make a difference for the organization, Marina, in terms of the outreach of the virtual work that we're doing. And we're even going out there, have cello and mask, school travel. And Zuhal Bailey has been at the Kelly Hunger Bank, the El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Bank, where hundreds and hundreds of cars are lined up with needing much needed help for our community members. But it also, this music, you have kids jumping out the back seat. It helps the people who are in need. It helps volunteers. It helps the employees. It's so structured and designed to help everyone and to help make music accessible to all. So we're asking for donations and we're asking for patience because we hope to get there soon. It just may be a little later than sooner.
Yeah, I mean, and this whole thing is unpredictable, and not having music is not an option, I think, for all of us, right? So if that means the artist has to play to a computer, right, and the audience has to sit on the other side of a computer, I think it's better than not doing it. It's also really neat to see the ingenuity, the tolerance for error that I think we've all developed, you know, with these new mediums. And then really, I mean, people are getting crafty. Y'all have something going on tomorrow with the Tom Lee Institute, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. And what we did, it's also a virtual collaboration for Tom Lee Month. And so it's super exciting because Zuhal did the recording, some of the recording at St. Clement's Church in the sanctuary, the Church of St. Clement. And it's very, very special because Tom Lee had a wonderful relationship with the Church of St. Clement. And Zuhal has, because before Zuhal did that monumental Bach cello suite CD that was recorded in December of 2008 in New York City and released in January of 2010, his performance of Bach was at the Church of St. Clement in the sanctuary. And so that was like his beta test, his let's see how this goes over. And it was such an incredible run through. And so the church has so much meaning for him. He's getting ready to celebrate his 20th year in El Paso. Who would have thunk, as you say?
Time flies.
Time flies. And so it's wonderful to be able to collaborate with the Tom Lee Institute and to collaborate with our community. And it's being referred to as a love letter from Zuhal Bailey to all. So we hope that people can go to tomlee.org on Sunday at 2 p.m. and get registered and watch some really exciting performance by Zuhal Bailey. Some performances are actually in his living room, and there's some special guest surprises who have decided to perform and honor Tom Lee, the Institute, and El Paso for this very special event. So that's happening too. So that's a special above and beyond our concert season.
So, okay, you mentioned the Jazz and Chopin. And then did we talk about the celebration of Beethoven? Because that's coming up as well.
Yes, that's in November. The celebration of Beethoven is Adam Golka. He's so exciting, and he has so many interesting things to talk about, including the fact that macaroni and cheese was Ludwig von Beethoven's favorite dish. And if you know me on any level, you know I got to bring food into the picture.
Well, and mac and cheese. I mean, you
mac
know.
Mac and cheese. If Ludwig was a mac and cheese guy, he's okay with me. That concert is November 14th, a birthday bash for Beethoven at 6 p.m. He's going to be doing Beethoven sonatas, talking about him. Adam Gold is fabulous to look at, fabulous to listen to. He's just so much fun. But I have to tell you about December because you're not going to believe it. There's a cabaret singer named Shelley Watson
who's yes.
in Juilliard. And they kind of lost track. Time goes by. Life goes by. They reconnected during the pandemic. They found each other on Facebook. She's a very successful cabaret singer. And she does a show that's everything from hip opera to, and we're talking hip hop opera, to fabulous works that she does. It's really super incredible how she brings her show, and she's fabulous and lavish And it's called Sequence and Songs. So you're going to hear a little bit of everything. Show tunes, fabulous Broadway hits, movie songs. She did a little bit of Talking Heads the other day, which was amazing. So Shelley Watson will be live, and that's going to be a live stream concert. So stay tuned to that. And it's going to be live on our Facebook page, our YouTube page, which will be connected to our EPPM.org page. That's Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m., unlike anything you've seen presented by El Paso Pro Musica. But this is one incredibly gifted, versatile, classical artist who's taking it to the next level.
So cool. I can't wait. It sounds amazing. And it sounds like exactly, well, I mean, I could use a little cabaret right now, if we're being honest.
Yes.
I can wait till December 5th. You know, I feel like we all need this in our lives. I mean, I know it's October, but we were talking about how just time is this weird. It's this weird thing.
Usually this time of year, we're really, you know, digging deep into the season and always thinking that our January Chamber Music Festival is around the corner. Everything is still kind of in a holding pattern because it doesn't look like we may be able to use Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. There's still so much in the air. We are promising Zul will be back, or Hill will be Bach to the future. And Zul is hoping to do videos throughout the community to celebrate El Paso and some of the most iconic locations. We're also going to have a very young, exciting duo partners, sisters Madeline and Cicely. It's violin and cello. For those of you who may have seen Break of Reality, she was the amazing cellist in that performance. So that we know will be exciting. We're hoping we can collaborate with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. We're going to wait and see and try to do maybe some box lunch series if we have to do them virtual or however we can do them. But we are reaching out, as I mentioned, with food banks. Zul has done many Zooms with EPISD, the EPSYO, the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra, the Tocando program with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And we have a lot of the students from the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship, including Chris Biros Hagas, who's a graduate, who's been just going great guns. And they've been doing some pop-ups. We've been to Savage Goods. We're starting to do a Saturday Center for Arts Entrepreneurship CAE showcase at their farmers market. So stay tuned for clarinets and excitement every Saturday. And we're just trying to just get out in the community a little bit to be as safe as possible. But our number one priority is to keep the community safe. The safety of our community and our patrons is the paramount importance. And so that's why we're treading lightly to make sure that we don't jump in before it's safe to do so.
Well, and that's really cool. And I'm glad that at least you have us programmed between now and December. And we'll stay tuned for the rest of the year, because I know you are looking into the future and you are thinking about what's to come in 2021. But I have a feeling that you and I are going to check in probably in December to talk about all that stuff. What does that sound like?
About all of that stuff. But we are working closely with NPR's Rob Capello of What Makes It Great. And the talk is a show all about Cole Porter and the fabulous music that Cole Porter wrote with song, piano, and a lot of explanations. So that's going to be exciting. Lots of collaborations. And then Awadaj and Pratt at the end of the season, whether he's here, whether he's virtual, it will be Awadaj and Pratt. He is amazing. The first African-American and first American to win the Nomburg piano competition in, I believe it was 1990 or 1991. He is so wonderful. And he was the first artist who Zul Bailey performed with when he opened his year as the El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival Artistic Director in 2002. So it's going to be great.
Well, I can't thank you enough. And thank you for keeping it going, for figuring it out, for not giving up, for not turning off the music, but for keeping that spout wide open for us. If we all want to stay in touch and just kind of keep abreast of what you all are up to, I'm thinking Facebook or your website are the best places. Is that correct?
That's right. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook, EPPM El Paso Pro Musica, and go to EPPM.org and stay tuned. Right now, Zul Bailey is up live playing Bach and sharing his love for El Paso.
There you have it. Today, my guest has been Felipa Solis of El Paso Pro Musica. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.